Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
49ers in shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Go ahead. I'll let you deliver the bad news.
Oh, yeah. Coach Bean passed away, Steiny. So that was update we got during the break. So rest in peace, Coach. And I don't know what to say, Steiny. I truly don't. It's sad. And the guy was at work, a pillar of the community, affected and impacted a lot of lives. And, man, it's always sad and tragic. But, man, that is just – and I was with you and Evan when we got the news yesterday, and we were hoping and praying. But, yeah, he passed away, man. So how sad is that, though, Steiny?
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely awful. Thoughts and prayers to his family. He was the coach featured on Last Chance
U. Yeah, no doubt. I fell in love with it. Yeah.
All right, well, the business at hand regarding the 49ers is they're playing Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. I had a hypothetical that I was thinking about, and I don't think I ran it by you.
Give it to me.
And I'm wondering if I should ask you this, if you were the coach, or what do you think Kyle would do? But I guess it doesn't matter.
Let's do both.
Did you see the weather forecast for this weekend in the Bay?
What is that at? Something Fittick River, rain, whatever. What's the word? Help me, Evan.
Feels like it's going to be a little moist.
Yeah, no doubt.
If the 49ers were playing at home this weekend, would you start Brock Purdy in the rain?
I'm paying you too much to change your diapers. I get where you're going, but it's not to that extent. He can't throw a wet ball. I get it. They should have lost against the Packers a couple years ago. But, Steiny, if I got to do that with my franchise quarterback, then I don't have one. Okay. But that is interesting. And I kind of, like, that would almost ensure, you're better. That would ensure almost him not having the best game. But I don't, you can't change diapers for these guys, well, man. You can't.
How about, you know, Kyle can be an innovator. How about you start Brock in a dome and on natural grass outside, but if it's raining or wet, then Mac starts.
No, stop.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta. He's got the answers.
Frankie.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, as always.
Hey, gentlemen. Hope everybody's all right, man. Ready for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Big game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Guru, don't worry about it, man. Ain't neither one of them going to make it to the end of the season. They both going to get broke. You can call Brock sweet potato pie because he ain't going to make it past Thanksgiving weekend. He's going to be done.
I like that one. I like
once
that one a lot.
Once he limps off the field, they going to put Mac back in, and he's going to be thinking he can scramble, and somebody going to go upside his head, and we're going to look up, and he's going to be up under the blue tent. And that's going to be the last time we see Mac. So we won't have a quarterback by Christmas.
Wow.
There's nothing we can do about that. There's nothing we can do about that. Let's start worrying about next year. Because ain't neither one of them going to make it.
Wow.
We can't block for either one of them. We can't block for a quarterback.
Now, Coach, I do got to say, they did better against the Rams, Coach. Frank, they did better against the Rams.
They did. Yeah, they did. That's what I'm saying. Mac Jones thinks he can scramble now.
Mm.
And when Mac Jones thinks he can scramble, somebody going to go upside his head, just like they did in New England and in Jacksonville.
Wow. Thanks, Frank. Have a good weekend, my man.
Short and to the point today for Frank.
Yeah.
You like the sweet potato pie, huh?
That was a good one.
Man.
I'd never heard something like that before. I liked it.
But that was their best performance, I don't know why, against the Rams, off the offensive line. Mac was not under siege. I had that on my bingo card.
They weren't that good.
What you mean?
They had a block for a split second.
Well, their pass protection was better than their run blocking, but
You do realize if a guy's in a shotgun and he receives the ball and he turns right away and throws it to a guy. You really don't have to block that long.
It looks like you never threw a football.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is all you guys say stick to basketball. Well, the truth is, you guys don't know football. The bottom line is they should throw long. They can't protect to throw long enough. That's why they have to throw intermediate and short with Mac Jones.
Nah, no sacks on the day for the Rams.
That's right, because he. Again, it's unbelievable the information that you disregard.
Matt Barrows agree with me.
It's unbelievable the information you disregard when it comes from me, and you just gloss over when I say Mac Jones had the ball in his hands last week and made the quickest decisions of any quarterback in the league.
I got you. I'm just telling you. There's more to it than that, and I do hear you.
Not a lot.
And I appreciate it.
There's not a lot more to it.
But that pass protection was better than a lot of people thought. I'm going to just tell you that. And they were down 21-0, so you could, they were coming with four, trying to do what have you, but man.
They were coming with three.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
They were playing a soft shell by that point.
And you're going to have fun weekend. I'm just telling you, don't take this Arizona game lightly.
Why would they?
I'm talking to Niner fan. They almost beat you here.
Okay,
Mac didn't have the greatest game that game. He threw a pick that we all thought was going to be the ball game. He had a safety. I'm just telling you, this is not going to be. I think a lot of people have got their chest out, and I don't like it. Like, this is not going to be a walk in the park. And if it were Chabot College, Brock Purdy's got to shake some of the rust off, and it so happens to be the Cardinals.
You do realize that no fan is going to play this weekend.
No,
you do realize that, don't you?
I got you.
Like,
thanks for reminding me.
If 49er Frankie is taking the Arizona Cardinals lightly, it doesn't matter.
I got you.
You know that, don't you?
That's funny.
Now, if Brock Purdy is and Trent Williams,
no, I'm just saying you got it. We're laughing at Jacoby Brissett.
Who is?
This defense, this is the last defensive unit should be laughing at any quarterback or offense that you're facing.
Nobody's saying they're laughing.
Nah, a lot of Niner fans, I feel like, are fat-mouthing and thinking this is going to be an easy game.
It might be.
They almost beat you before. And Harrison Jr. was awful. Maybe you want him playing.
That's right. Like, okay.
He was horrible that game. Maybe you want him out there. He won't be out there this weekend.
Maybe 49er fans are like Draymond Green. They'll make a prediction. Well, win a title. They didn't. No big deal. Okay, move on. Like, no consequence for taking Arizona lightly if you're a fan.
Because you said something, and you take inventory every day. Our calls, our text, what the subject matter is about when people do call. And I'm asking you, Stoney, I'd be a smartass. Do you feel like Niner fan is checked out? Like, the defense has him thinking, you know what? We really don't got a chance. And the reason I bring that up is I came in Monday, I listened to Joe's, the roast, all the shows, ours, and there is an ingredient missing, and I do wonder, I don't think it's about the quarterback. I'm wondering if Niner fan is kind of checked out of, if we make it, okay, I'm going to watch, I'm going to be there. But as far as I'm biting my nails thinking we're not going to make it, I don't know. Something's amiss to me.
Yeah, there's a segment of Jag fans that, if you can't win a Super Bowl, they don't really care. And they don't understand how to enjoy a process or enjoy a gritty season or enjoy a team that may be overachieving. Like, they're just people that if they can't win a Super Bowl, doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to tell you and this. The Super Bowl is making the playoffs this year for this Niner team to me. That would be almost incredible. And now you're not even in the last spot. I know it could change Sunday. But, Stoney, somehow if you lose or stack up some L's, it's off.
Right, but they should make the playoffs. Purdy is coming back.
That is incredible.
Ricky Pearsall is coming back. Their next four opponents have a combined record of 11-32. Mm. They should make the playoffs. And you know what? And it doesn't matter if they did or they didn't.
I hear you.
But I believe they were looking at this week all along to give Brock the best chance to succeed after coming back from this injury. Mm. And this would be it. Let's go to Flea in Oakland. Flea. Hey, Flea, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I like you guys' enthusiasm about the Niners, but guess what? The rat on the table is the defense is garbage.
And man.
We keep on talking about Brock Purdy coming back.
Wow.
You're talking about Matt Jones. The St. Louis Rams, if they just kept throwing the ball, they could have scored 56, 60-some points. So all this Brock Purdy coming, even the fans that's listening on the radio and YouTube or wherever they listen to you guys, the defense is garbage.
Wow.
If Brock Purdy scored 20 points, if he scored one touchdown, McCaffrey scored a touchdown, or kicker kicked two field goals, that's what, 20 points somewhere around there, and they scored 20, 23, 24, they won the game because our defense is trash. Everybody keep on talking about Brock Purdy and Matt Jones. The defense is not going to probably stop Arizona. Mm. If they look at the game film of the St. Louis Rams and say, we just went to pass, we're going to make them stop the pass. 9 times out of 10, we're going to have blown coverages. Our linebacker is always late. Nobody's on a receiver to even knock a ball down. They playing 10 yards off. All thing you got to do is dink and dunk the Niners up and down the field. So what is we keep on talking about Brock Purdy? If he scored 21 and they scored 26, we still lose because our defense.
Mm. I hear you, Flea.
Thanks, Flea. I got a bigger point, though, or a bigger question to ask. Okay, it's fair. The quarterback's not the biggest issue. Defense is. So let's assume Flea's right. The defense stinks. It's not going to be able to hold up. We know that.
Offense got to put up more points.
What does anything going on the defense have to do with deciding on who your quarterback is? And that's another thing where I break from people. Anybody out there saying, look, they're not going anywhere with this defense, so don't play Brock Purdy. It's like, wait a minute. Brock Purdy's ready to play, but you're not going to play him because your defense isn't bad? I mean, your defense is bad? That to me is weird. Here's the other thing. Your defense is young. It might be lousy, but it's young. And if they somehow get to the playoffs, that tells me, even if they won 40-30, six games, they did enough to help you get to the playoffs. And you know what? Give me a playoff game with these young guys. Just give me a playoff game and let them get their ass kicked. If they get their ass kicked, they get their ass kicked. But, you know, they got young guys. They've got a lot of first and second year players on that defense. Mm-hmm. They haven't experienced the playoffs. Get them in.
But to Flea's point, I would tell Flea, everybody can see what you're putting down and what's not on the defensive side of the ball. But your defense is the offense. And I don't think, as good as Mac Jones has been, I didn't say great, Stoney. We talked about it. My formula is, how do we get more prolific on offense? How do we get Ferrari-style offense? And Mac Jones tried it, and some weekends they got kind of there. But I'm looking at Brock Purdy coming back like maybe he might be that spark plug to where you can keep that up and sustain it, Stoney, to combat your leaky defense. And maybe we see him score 40 or 34 or 40.
Maybe.
And maybe it ain't enough, but you got to believe this offense has to start scoring 35 to 40 points to get to the playoffs. That's what I believe.
That seems a little high to me. And again, like I'm looking at you're playing a backup quarterback. You're playing the Carolina Panthers are not a great offensive team. So I get your defense isn't very good.
But you got the Bears coming up, the Colts, but you got the Browns, and you got the Panthers, and you got the Cardinals.
Right.
I don't see a C-minus or D-plus defense outside of the Titans. Like, just defensively, I believe, like the—
But you have all your weapons on offense.
Well, okay.
Unless you're going to say, well, Ayuk's not there.
I was going to say that, but I hear you.
There's healthy, their offense. Like, see, this is like, how many points do you think they averaged with Mac Jones under center?
I'm going to say 20.
Okay, 20, I don't know what it is.
I'm guessing.
Let's say 22.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Brock. McCaffrey's healthy. Pearsall's back. I'd expect them to have an uptick in scoring.
Can we get to 30?
I mean, that's even a lot. I'd like to, could they get to 26? If that bad boy goes down,
then you're saying there's problems.
Of course. Of course. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. San Francisco 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals Sunday, and the weather should be good.
Yeah.
Against Arizona.
Yeah. And what's funny to me, Stoney, is for so many weeks when we were playing this game about the Niners in the postseason chances, they were in that spot, that seventh or sixth spot, fifth spot. And I don't know what math I was doing, but, you know, nothing changes faster than 1 week in the NFL. And now they're eighth, right behind Green Bay, half game. But I'm just one game, excuse me, Stoney, but I'm like, man, what makes you so sure they can go up here in Arizona with this defense, Brock Purdy coming back, so there might be rust. There's got to be some rust, right? And Arizona not licking their chops like, oh, it ain't Mac, it's Brock, his first game back. I like this. That's why I just proceed with caution, like this game ain't going to be easy.
The players know that. Mm. Who cares what the fans know or think? Like, I think, like, personally, I think you're caping a little, but that's fine.
No, seriously, in what way?
I mean, stop making out this schedule to be, oh, it's going to be tougher than it is. It's like, that's my point.
Well, no, to Flea's point, their defenses, I don't think you could count on them, right? You just can't. You could count on them to be bad.
If they don't make the playoffs at this point, it will be a big disappointment. That's my feeling.
But the out would be, your defense, it just caught up with you.
Well, let's see. Mm. Like, it's easy to say the defense stinks, but they just stunk one game against the best offense in the league, maybe.
Sonny, they're not a postseason team right now.
And, okay, so that's why,
today.
That's why I love this schedule, because they have the Cardinals, then they have Carolina, a team that if they beat, they put them away or in big trouble. Like, I love that they have Carolina and Chicago, two teams that they're going to have to leapfrog. They get to play them head to head. And they have Cleveland and Tennessee and the rest.
And
so,
the Colts.
Like, you don't think, if you were a 49er fan and they don't make the playoffs, you wouldn't be disappointed?
No, I don't want to speak for Evan and I'll let him come back. He's saying right now you're not in. So why do you have that energy of it would just be holy hell if you didn't make it? Because when, just from my ears, it's sounding like they blew an opportunity, but now that opportunity's already come and gone and they're looking in. Like, right. They don't hold anything going into the
week. They have absolute control over what they need to do. If they beat Chicago and Carolina, those teams are in trouble.
There's weeks in between when you get to them, right?
Right, yeah, there are. Tennessee and Cleveland.
And the Colts.
I don't want
to speak for you, Evan.
They're 6-4 right now. If they don't make the playoffs, I got to believe the 49er fans will be disappointed. Hmm.
So if they go 4-3 the rest of the way, that gets them to 10-7.
Okay.
And what if they don't make the playoff?
I think they will.
But Stoney, that could be 10 wins and you don't get
it. If you lose the Bears game, you don't have the tiebreaker.
That's fine.
You still would be like, hold your head high.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are paths for them not making the playoffs in which it involves them also playing well.
What I'm saying is, yes, if they win, if they go 10-7 and don't make the playoffs, then it's like, ah, they got,
it's a win going 10-7. Yeah,
that's some tough luck, but damn, they made the most of this year. And in most years, they would have made the playoffs. And I believe, I'll bet you 10-7 gets you in. I just feel like that because.
Almost because when I'm looking at the math, but yeah.
Like, right now, who's in seventh? The Bears?
The Packers.
Okay, and they got a tie. What's their record? 5-3-1?
Yeah.
They're 5-3-1.
No, they hold on, Stoney. They got, I just looked at it for an hour. Hold on. The Packers are, my friend, 5-3-1.
Okay.
And your bye is not till week 14, the Niners.
So wait a minute. Are the Bears in the playoffs right now? They yes. are. Yeah, that's yeah. what it, right. So
the Packers okay. are right behind them at the seventh seed, 5-3-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bears are a full game up on you, to Evan's point. If somehow you lose that game, they got the tiebreaker on you.
You don't play the Packers, though.
No, I'm talking about the Bears.
Oh, no kidding. The yeah. Bears is going to be a big game. There's yeah. no doubt about it.
I got to be honest, people. I don't want to be negative. But if you drop the next two before you get to no the kidding. Bears, then that game means nothing
right.
to you.
You're right. I mean, because then you will have lost to Carolina, and that will be that's a big loss if you'd lose to Carolina.
Carolina's on your heels. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's a good season? To Evan's point, if you went 10-7, I'm still saying it's
at the beginning of the year.
If you didn't make it, you didn't make it. You got, you know, that was the wrong year. But, man, I just, like, again, I just think this is going to be a hell of a test to get to Arizona with or without Harrison Jr. He was awful last time you saw him. It's just like, Stoney, you got to be able to count.
They have more injuries than the not. Like,
that's Arizona.
Where, yes. Like, I'm not saying they're going to go in there and just
I got
sleepwalk.
The line's only three.
But don't try to tell me that Arizona is some world beater when they're more injured than, like, what if I said this? There should be no excuse for losing that game Sunday.
I told Evan that in regard to my wallet. Like, I'm with you.
Like, if the defense gives up 40 points, like, that's unacceptable, even from this defense. Mm. I mean, wouldn't it be? Or are we expecting the 49ers defense to give up a ton of points regardless of the opponent?
I expect the Niners' defense to be better than what they were against the Rams. And if I give him Robert Saleh any credit, and we all have, which I have, I got to think, man, you can have a better showing than what you did not touching Matthew Stafford last Sunday. Now, that's the Rams. What about the Texans, who looked, they were embarrassing the Monday night before they had their bye against Seattle, and they kept the ball all day long against this Niner defense. Am I wrong? That was the Texans.
What is that? What are you getting
at? Like, they're not the Rams, and right. they have held the ball from this defense all game long.
Right.
So if they can do it, my point is anybody can do it.
Right. But my point is, if the Cardinals do it and some of these other teams do it and you lose, it's like then there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
They weren't good enough. Like that's the other thing. I mean, like, Steiny, none of these games are going to be easy. Because the 49ers aren't that good. Mm. So, and that's my point. If you got to go 3-1, don't you?
I just one game at a time for me.
Or am I?
I overly optimistic. Said it with a. We know defense is half the game. Can you really say your heights are not like Stanley? I don't. Can you really say 3-1 with a defense that is this injured and bad? Can you really? That's where this team could go out and score 40 and lose 40-44.
Well, I want to see that. I want to see. The Cardinals put up 35 or more. Mm. I want to see the Carolina Panthers have to score 30 points to beat you. Like, you got to be able to do that. Mm. Can't you? I'm just asking.
I hear you're thinking, but I'll just say this. Houston's anemic offense scored 26 on you.
I mean, again, and if that happens, then there's no discussion because we're not a playoff team. Mm. But don't let Brock Purdy quarterback these losses for the rest of the year. Because, and I get their, like, I get they're not a playoff team right now. And if Purdy quarterbacks them and they go 10-7, that means they will have gone 4-3 with Purdy. Yeah. Like, that's good enough. I'm saying you lose the next two and now you're a game and a half back. Let's say.
Can I give you a quick analogy before we hit the break?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a relationship. I don't know why I keep going to this, but listen, if you're married and your spouse cheats on you, isn't that different than your boyfriend or girlfriend cheating on you?
Not really.
I believe so. I believe the fact that you're married gives you a little better chance of sticking it out and getting it rectified than if you were a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
And that's what I'm saying, that contract okay to Brock. The contract does mean so much in this, man. Believe it, man.
Okay, then go put an inferior quarterback out there if that's the case. I'm talking about if Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, okay. Then you made him... Like, see that... I would say this in the NBA. If you really made a mistake with Brock Purdy, what are you going to do? Let him be the starter for the next 4 years? When you know that they're
but it's
you
not,
had a guy
Mac
better?
Hasn't played so glowingly that, well, we've yet to see these next seven games. Brock would have to fall on his face for it to be that evident and it not, you know?
What if he quarterbacks exactly like he quarterbacked the two games this year?
Oh, man.
And they lose to Arizona.
What would you like me to say? Then not, goo moving forward.
I don't know the answers. I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm right.
Then I'm just all hell would be breaking loose. I would say that.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of Brock comes back and, well, no matter what happens, that's okay. And he's just our guy. Yeah. Like, I don't care about the money. He's still got to do his job. What's coming up on the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
You know, we're all going through something.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're not going to do what you want here.
No, I'm just going to call you and Evan out real quick. Listen, man, if we go to a cafeteria and I order 8 wings and there's 3 of us, I need you guys to, I gave you 2 plates. I don't want to eat all the 8 wings and have 8 bones by one dude. And yesterday I did the math, Evan, thinking you would have, you used to eat a 1 wing at least. What you guys did to me yesterday for people to come in and all the bones are on my plate. That's why I left early and it was embarrassing. Help a brother out, man.
You know I don't eat at bars.
Just eat, take one for the team, eat.
Nope.
8 wings, carcasses sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God.
You went through the plate pretty fast.
I don't eat wings at a bar, especially.
There wasn't a lot of time to dig in, I'm going to be honest.
I gave you the plate. I said he needs a plate. I mean, help me out. I was hungry. I don't eat all day, but damn. Yeah, just leaving me out. And then the bartender just leaving it there. Get this plate. Yeah. I ate wings.
I ate the vegetables.
That got me mad. But anyway, come on, Stoney. Take one for the team, man. That was for us. No.
Oh, you should know. I mean, no wings.
People telling me, Chris A. saying that's light work. 8 wings.
No. Nope.
I was hungry. But anyway, go ahead, baby.
you do know, no wings. No wings. You know what? You know what's my least favorite Rolling Stones album, obviously?
Sticky Fingers. Oh, maybe if I ordered the salad, you
guys don't even know that's a
four. I don't either.
God.
He was part of, Sticky Fingers was part of, the rap group.
You're a mess.
Yeah,
I won't even.
It's coming to me. I'll appreciate it when I remember.
I got you. Let's go to Mustafa in Fremont.
Mustafa,
hey Mustafa, how you doing?
What's going on, Steiny and Guru?
What's up,
hey,
baby?
Hey, Guru.
Hey.
What's going on, brother? Hey, James Logan, class of 1990.
Let's go, Colts. Baby. Colts, baby. We got a big football game coming up. Who you got?
Who
you guys playing? Exactly.
Oh, shoot. Who are we playing?
Yeah, exactly.
You
guys ought to be ashamed.
I'm laser focused on the Niners-Cardinals game this Sunday, man. And I'm really, really nervous about Brock Purdy playing, man, to be honest with you guys, because I personally don't think he's ready. They're just pushing him out there because they have to, because they paid the money, you know. But I'm all for Mac Jones because that guy's got the hot hand, and they should just roll with him.
Well,
what do you guys think?
Thought? Yeah, Snotty, what do you think?
No, I think if Purdy's ready, they got to put him out there. Like, can we put the rat on the table? Sponsored by ATCO Pest Control.
We play Rancho Cordova tonight. Rancho Cote tonight. Yeah.
They're good. That's the one out near Sac.
No, that's Cordova. This is Cotate. C-O-T-A-T-E.
Oh, Cotati.
Okay.
Up in Rancho the Redwood Cotati. Empire. Now I forgot what I was going to say. And it was going to be pretty good.
That's like me dating my first date, starting my girl. The lady said, what would you like to drink? What flavor? She goes, red. Red ain't a flavor. It's a color. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot. Now, I was going to put a rat on the table.
He talked about Purdy playing. And he was rolling with Mac.
Right.
I brought up Logan Rancho Cotati.
Oh, shoot. This is going to bother me. Although my dad, of course, would say, it couldn't have been too important, son, if you forgot. But it was... No, it was... Oh, rat on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Finally.
And you're smiling.
Let's put the rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. I saw a poll yesterday that we had the gall of throwing up, putting up on the board, and it said, are you more excited or nervous about Brock Purdy? Let me tell you, 49er fans are not nervous about Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy. Purdy fans are nervous about Brock Purdy because their reputation could be at stake. Those who love Brock Purdy, that's the rat on the table. Great, true 49er fans.
49er
are willing
Frankie.
To look at this situation and say, okay, we understand it. Mac's playing well, but Brock's our guy. We understand it all.
Can I say something?
So let the best man win, and we'll move on from there. And if it's Purdy, it's Purdy. But the people who are nervous, they're the Purdy fans.
Stoney, I'm not taking anything from
that. That is a great take.
Yeah, and it's the ultimate team game. But let's not act. I'm just saying, I have to get this out. They went 5-3 in the 8 games.
Yeah.
That's not 8-0, but I feel like the
it's
reaction
than 6-11.
No, but what about the year
before? I'm sorry, 6-9.
What about the year before?
And we're going back.
See, but
there you go again.
But it happened.
Right. So again, just like this is what I mean. Just say to me, Steiny, I think 3 and 4 years ago are more important than this year and last year. Like, that's okay. I'm serious.
Stop it, man.
Like, I believe it's more relevant to look at his 17 games, last 17 games, as because it's about how he's playing now, right?
But Flea, that call from Flea earlier shook me, Mastani, because we are laser-focused on the quarterback, and I get it. Let's just say they score 40. There is a good chance they might give up 42. And that would be the death of the Niners.
You know what? Then they ought to be ashamed. That damn
team. Well, they almost gave up 50 to the Rams.
Guru, that team is playing well. They're starting quarterback, their starting running back, and their best wide receiver.
All right.
Well, one
of them. I got you.
McBride's a better catcher, pass catcher.
But I feel you.
They have more in, like, you wouldn't protect the Cowboys like this. You'd say, we're going to go down there and kick some ass.
That's a one. Oh, my God. Anyway, hey, Stoney, real quick, who's Logan playing? Rancho who?
Rancho Cattati. That sounds like a playoff game. Is
it is a playoff game, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's the only reason. Oh, they get
it's on the road, too.
They're going to get waxed.
Well, I'll take. Want to bet?
Of course. You want to bet on Logan Cattati?
Well, I'm defending my school.
Was there? No, I'm not betting on that.
Look at you.
Of course not.
Hey, by the way, Logan 7-3, they're 5-5, Cattati.
Oh, this, you know what? This could be what's the line?
Oh, it's at James Logan. I'm saying it's on the road.
Dude,
I'm going tonight.
Dude, Logan's going to roll.
I'm headed to the U.
I'm telling you right now. I know I have enough information.
I'm going to pull up.
Logan is going to cover and win big. There's no doubt.
Let's go.
At Logan?
Yeah, I'm going.
On the turf?
Yeah.
Night, night.
I was headed home. I'm going back to the house.
Is Rancho Cattati do they play on grass normally, or do they have?
I have no idea, player.
Yeah, this is gonna.
That's exciting.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. By the way, if you're just joining us, a couple pieces of news: Jonathan Kuminga out tonight for the Warriors, and they're at San Antonio.
Baseball series.
Yeah.
And we can't hear Fitz and Kalina because it's on Prime. He said that Fitz, they won't be broadcasting again. I don't like hearing other announcers do my team.
I do once in a while.
Wow.
Once in a while I do. Because I like to hear what other teams say or think about the Warriors because I like to get a different perspective.
And all these new shows have the new studios, Blake Griffin. Nobody's bad, but it's dude, Sonny, just give me Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq.
I mean, Ernie. I'll be serious here. Yeah. I mean, it takes some time. It takes time. Like, I think Blake Griffin could be great. He's funny. I think Blake Griffin's pretty
and
funny.
And Taylor Rooks, I'm a little I'm a little disappointed. She's not bad, but it's like,
she's all right.
Beautiful.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. She's fine. She's good pro.
But you got to have that charisma. Well, you bring every Michelle Beadle. She used to be on the studio for the NBA. She could pass the rock.
You can't have, if you're the host, you can't have charisma.
Ernie doesn't
have charisma.
Oh, what does Ernie have?
He's a straight man.
No, it's not, with charisma.
You cannot have a host that's more charismatic than any guest on the show. You can't.
Okay, that's what about a connector?
James
okay.
Brown
what about a
and
connect-
Mike Tirico. James,
but yeah, and my guy from the Fox.
You have to be John Stockton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some do it better than others.
He wasn't flashy. He just distributed.
How about Bonte? He does a great job of distributing that, but he's got charisma.
Let's go to Baker in Baker Bryan in Foster City. Let's get some calls in. Hey, Baker Bryan, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Real quick, so I think we'll be fine this Sunday. I think Brock Purdy is starting. I think that's a great sign. Shows he's healthy. Shows that he's at least mobile despite the turf toe. I definitely would say that he would have won us that Texans game. For sure. I think his mobility is what's missing to get out of the pocket under defenses that are tough under pressure. I think his mobility adds another dimension to the offense to escape and extend plays. I think with the game against Arizona, I think it'll be harder for Arizona to game plan for them compared to Mac Jones, where he primarily stays in the pocket. The offense, like you guys said, now we have everybody except for Ayuk. I think we're going to see the Niners that we're used to seeing. I don't know about the defense, right? But for the most part, offense-wise, we can make some stops. It's definitely a game that we could totally win. And I definitely could have, he would have, healthy, of course, Purdy would have won us that Texans game for sure.
Wow. Appreciate the call, Baker Bryan.
I didn't see it that way, but damn. I mean, that was pure domination. The defense couldn't give the offense the ball. You could have had Joe Namath.
I wouldn't call him one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, though.
But he called his shot.
Okay.
He was on the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It was Wes Matthews.
Davy Crockett, too.
What was his name? Wes Parker.
Who's that?
Played for the Dodgers. My goodness. They would have Vincent Price.
He was part of the Hawaii series. Yeah, I remember that one. Davy Crockett.
Who's the guy from the Monkees? Davy Jones. Davy Jones was on the Brady Bunch.
I think that's who I meant when I said Davy Crockett. Yeah, Davy Jones. Damn. Yeah.
Love the Brady Bunch. Jonathan Kuminga out tonight. By the way, that game starts at 6:30 against the Spurs.
Don't remind us.
You can hear it all on 95.7, the game right here. I'll tell you what. He called earlier in the week, and he got a very resounding reception on the YouTube chat and the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let's go to Jafar in San Jose. Hey, Jafar, how you doing?
Hey, Stanley and Guru, thank you again for having me.
Yes, sir.
Very much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
So Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall are playing again this Sunday, and you know it just warms my heart to see this. I know you two weren't the biggest fan of my toenail surgery, as you can tell.
Right.
I did something right, and so. On behalf of me and all the hippies in the San Francisco Bay Area, all I have to say is bang, bang, and skeet, skeet, jabroni.
On a Friday.
Is that?
Wow. Sorry, I was really scared of what that last word was going to be, so I cut it off.
Now that's fair.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fair. Yeah, I don't. Come on, Jafar.
Nah. It's our last segment together before you get on the plane.
Yeah.
You nervous?
For what?
The plane ride. I don't like flying.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer not to, but.
Have a cocktail, knock it off.
I'll try to. Yeah. We'll
No, you will. You ain't gonna try.
If I get there, I don't know. I still don't even know what time the flight is.
Like, Evan and I don't like hearing that. You're not. You got your ID, bud?
I got a passport, actually.
Okay, gotcha.
Just in case. Do you have your real ID yet?
Yeah. I told you that before. I went up to Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that one.
That's right.
Dude, I'm fired up about this Logan playoff game. I'm headed there, man.
So you're not going to watch the Warriors?
It'll be on tape, and I'll watch it on my time, so I'll hide from Twitter. Sometimes it's good. You just put Twitter away, watch the game, and then see what everybody was saying.
Sure you do.
What you mean?
You don't put Twitter away. You don't even know how to put Twitter away.
Stop.
You don't know how to log out.
I do. That's
seriously.
I do.
You don't even know how to. Deacon Jones.
That was a great one. The Rams.
Remember Rosie Greer?
Dude, he was one of my favorites.
He was great.
He was in Starsky and Hutch.
Was he really?
Yeah, the movie, the actual movie.
Starsky and Hutch. Thinking of Antonio Fargas?
No, he was in there, and his son played for the Niners, running back.
He cannot be that guy.
Remember his running back? His son went to USC, played running back. Niners had him for him.
What was his name on the show, though? I forget. Starsky and... It was...
What's his name? Something Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Yeah, Huggy
Bear.
Ow!
Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Well, boss probably coming in about 2 minutes.
I'm right here.
Stick to football. Back to the Niners.
You are so scared.
I am.
Evan's going to get mad. Evan, you laugh. He was like, hey, where's Evan? It's like, that's a, damn!
You know what? Tell him the truth? Please tell him the truth.
Go ahead. Evan wasn't there,
and I'm like, you know, I'm not crazy about when Nahegian takes Evan out of the middle of the show.
You did say that.
Particularly if he leaves us with Carter.
Now I hope he's not listening. That's our guy.
Carter knows I love him. I do love him. That's my sheet from the other day.
Why wouldn't you just
keep
discard it? Why wouldn't you throw that sheet away so that get confused?
Well, I like to autograph them for fans and then give them to them after the show.
How many did you sign it to Jax? I had two.
Yeah, I didn't.
One was a jersey.
You know what, Goo? I've been around this business long enough that my fans know I only sign flats.
Flats!
Hey, I don't want to one day. Seriously here. All right, so Steph Curry isn't with Under Armour anymore.
Divorce.
So, what does it mean? So he's got.
I thought he was going to Nike, is what it meant. He would know his the Currys are going somewhere.
Let me.
Okay.
Let me talk and you tell me if I'm right. And if, when I'm wrong, jump in. Okay, so Under Armour, that's Curry's. Curry's a part of Under Armour.
Yes, sir.
He's got his own wing. He's
been
got
together
his own
forever.
Attire. Yeah.
Okay.
They also do golf and other things.
Yeah.
All right. So he's been with him since he started.
No, he was with Nike and then went to, remember he left. That's how I read the story. He was with Nike for a cup of coffee and then went to Under Armour.
But he's been with Under Armour for, let's say, 15 years.
More than that.
And now he's leaving Under Armour.
Free agent.
Why wouldn't he just start a Curry brand with all the stuff
that he's already... That's what I expect.
Yeah. What'd you say about Nike?
I thought when we got the news that the Currys might be... He would let Nike do the Currys.
Oh. Yeah, I would... If I don't know.
Is that on the table?
As somebody who knows nothing about this, I'd kind of want my own, right? If you could. I mean, if you're that big, make it his own Curry brand. He could do golf, too.
What if Uncle Phil comes in and says, we'll give you $2 billion?
Damn, I'm getting them.
Well, that's the thing. And we talked about this yesterday. I have no idea how much he gets from Under Armour.
It's something incredible.
Yeah, let's just say it's $1 billion. And now he's leaving Under Armour. Well, clearly that tells me his next move will involve more than just $1 billion.
And they're a pretty good basketball shoe. They were.
I thought they weren't very good.
No, I played in them, Stoney. Little Durrell played high school in them. And, I like them. They're light.
There was a report that the last contract he signed with Under Armour, which was in 2023, could be worth up to $1 billion. And less than 3 years later, he's a free agent.
Now, this is nothing, Evan. I'm really blown away with directed at Steph. But, Steiny, if we could use some of that tennis shoe money that all the athletes get in the Jordans, we wouldn't have homeless or people going without.
What are they
going
to do, live out of shoes?
No, I'm just saying let's spend some of that cheddar on getting the world back right.
We can do that. Bee's Knees on here saying nobody buys basketball shoes anymore. What does that mean, Goo?
I have no idea.
Bee's Knees says nobody buying basketball shoes.
What's that mean, Evan? I got some in the back of the car.
Said no one ever. What?
Well, I think he's making a distinction between a basketball shoe and like a casual.
Well, like I hoop in Jaws right now. I got them in the back of the car.
What do you consider Jordans?
You see,
Kobe's.
I shouldn't have read it because I didn't say it.
I asked
it to be interpreted. And
is he saying they order them online?
He says look up the collector's market.
Well, that's what Shasky was talking about, him and Spadoni, about the
Bee's Knees. You can't be dropping that stuff in here. Sidetracking the show.
Why do I want him to get with Nike?
And then be wrong.
I guess that's not off the table, right? Nike could take over the Curry brand.
I'd rather him have his own.
He's had it.
Curry might be bigger than Nike.
Wouldn't shock me.
Well, then why would he go? Why would he go, what's the word?
Independent?
No.
De'Aaron Fox is with the Curry brand.
You know, why would he share his brand? I wouldn't.
That's how you grow.
No.
Well, you're talking about sell it now because of money.
I do it on my own.
Under Armour can take Pods. He's free.
Who?
Pods. Oh, I swear. I was driving and thought if Pods had a podcast.
Oh, boy, you could come up with some good names for it.
You would call it the Podscast.
Yeah.
I think he has his own shoe.
Oh, yeah, I think
he does, too.
Yeah.
The AirPods 1.
Yeah. The one shoe I never could get into, and this is, tell me if I'm being unfair, Clay's. They never drew me in.
By the way, sincere kudos to Clay Thompson for addressing.
What did he say?
Jason Williams and
West
Patrick
Virginia
Beverly,
Jason Williams.
Who referred to his girlfriend in a profane and.
I missed this.
Profane way, and he just...
Did he clap back?
He didn't clap back. He just told him the truth.
Next question.
Which is like, really? That's the word you're going to use to describe the woman I'm with? Like, I would never use that word to talk about your wife, Jason Williams, or whatever, or Pat Beverly's wife.
But did you have to write it?
Yes. What are you kidding?
You're not Mike Brady. You know they're trying to get clicks. Just
so somebody calls Mia a reprehensible name, and you're just going to watch? You're just not going to stand up for her?
Well, am I shooting 20% from the
That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it does. Now,
are you serious?
You know what you're I not mean. Gonna, I would defend, but
you know
come
what?
On.
I'm going to let you go here because you're digging. You're digging.
Don't talk about it.
You know what? Hey, Susan. I'll tell you what. I'm going to defend you, all right, when I'm shooting 40% from three. But when I go into a slump, you're on your own.
That's not what I mean.
You better be careful.
That's pretty good. Hey, I caught myself.
And you didn't clap back. Over. You just said, do better.
Yeah. Call it way like you see like, it.
Way to go, Clay.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Clay.
Who isn't?
Some
people in Dallas.
You know what?
They're on his neck. Dallas is in trouble, man.
I know this is an unpopular take, but I'm not a huge Jason Williams fan.
Well, it's not a stretch.
No.
Evan and I heard him. Dude, he is, yeah.
He's
from the backwoods.
Well,
yeah.
I can't. Is he?
Yes, he is.
No, yeah, I know. You didn't hear his backwards?
No, I know. No, I know.
Like, damn, Jay.
I know he's from the country.
Okay.
That I do know. Yeah. And I know he went to the same high school as Randy Moss.
If you're the Warriors, you're interested in AD? If somehow he was available?
How old is he now?
I want to say 32.
His legs are like 78.
Oh, my God.
He's actually a little too young. A little too young for us. 32.
Really, that's pretty good stuff. A little too young. Damn.
You like my
size old matters.
Olden State Warriors. You like that
you
one?
You stole that.
Yeah, I admit it. Half the stuff we do here, we purloin.
Perhaps.
That means borrow. Yeah. All right, we got crossover coming up on the other side. Do you know what's bugging you?
Yeah. But I found out somebody beat me to it, so I got I had a plan B.
All right, I will.
You got one? You're in a good mood.
I know. I know I am. So I got to figure it out. All right. Well, anyway, Willard and Dibs are they're on the other side, and it's the crossover. And the crossover is on Fridays. They're sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. And that also means it's the What's Bugging You segment at 2 o'clock today. And,
it doesn't feel that way.
We'll do that. That's it. Hey, it's a football Friday. Presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
I got my own complaint.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.